Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. This morning, I have on the phone with me Dr. Lauren Fetter, the author of the book Natural Baby and Child Care, Practical Medical Advice and Holistic Wisdom for Raising Healthy Children from Birth to Adolescence. Lauren Fetter is a practicing physician in Los Angeles and practices both conventional and holistic medicine, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to Cincinnati Edition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin with the definitions of homeopathic medicine and holistic medicine. What exactly are they for folks who don't know?
Yes, that's a good question because we confuse all types of medicine, actually. Homeopathic medicine is a form of holistic medicine, and in general, holistic medicine looks at the whole person. So if we're having a cold or a flu, as it is right now, that season, we might even look at somebody's mood and see what their cravings are for food or aversions. And that might help me as a practitioner actually choose the proper homeopathic medicine for them. But that might be beyond the scope of this particular talk. But holistic medicine for me really attracted me as a medical doctor because I think it's a wonderful complement. We would say that holistic medicine, even forms of herbal medicine, many types of medicine have been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, and there must be something to it. And I think that it's such a wonderful idea in the 21st century to try and have the best of both worlds. And it's wonderful, I think, being more of a natural girl myself, to be able to start with homeopathic or holistic medicine when we're looking at preventing or strengthening the immune system or treating the flu. And again, you can use both medications, standard medicine or homeopathic medicine, interchangeably, and they complement each other. So my parents, who I work with in my community, really appreciate the fact of getting the best of both worlds.
And you mentioned that these practices are something that have been around for quite a long time and have a proven track record.
Yes, absolutely. Homeopathy has been around since the 1700s, and I'm not a practitioner of Chinese medicine, but a fan of it. I think Chinese medicine has been around for thousands of years. So, you know, there are some things that our ancestors have brought with them that we really could use. And if you really wanted a definition of homeopathy, I'm just going to take a quick moment. You know, when you're slicing an onion in the kitchen, it can be very irritating to the eyes and the nose.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, watery, runny nose and your eyes are watering. When I'm around certain horses or cats, I will get that same type of experience. Or when I'm starting to come down with a cold and my nose is running like a faucet, I might go to the health food store and get a homeopathic medicine called Allium Sepa, which is actually homeopathic red onion, which means a very, very, very small dose of red onion. And what's so wonderful about something like that is that Mother Nature has these substances, let's say onion, that's kind of irritating, you know, when you're chopping it in the kitchen. But when it's prepared homeopathically, that's meaning a microdose. And this is all done under the FDA, so it's all kosher, so to speak, it is a wonderful form of medicine that brings out healing properties for many of our symptoms.
And you do advocate in your book that following a natural remedy path is not to necessarily ignore conventional medicine, but to have them work together.
Yes, absolutely. We live in the 21st century. Let's take advantage of what both forms of medicine have to offer. And I think it's a wonderful time to live.
As we are looking at this very, very severe flu outbreak happening across the country, just thousands of folks being affected, you have offered up some tips, especially for children, because that is very difficult when the kids get a cold or the flu and trying to treat them. And you really worry about over-the-counter medications when it comes to those small bodies and the like. But you are offering up some recommendations for some optimum health during the cold and flu season. Of course, there's always get plenty of rest and dress warmly. And you have some interesting things. You mentioned the onion, sleeping with a slice of onion by your bed.
Yes, I think it's you know, we can start in our medicine cabinet, actually in the kitchen. So when a child or an adult, because we're just big kids as well, a little bit different, but fair enough. When we have stuffy noses, it can be very difficult to sleep. You're breathing through your mouth, you're snoring, your mouth gets dry. If you take sliced onion and put it by the bed or crib, it can really clear the air, obviously, but it also clears your sinuses and can be very helpful. And you know what's so lovely about it? There's no side effects. And it's very easy to get because most of us do have an onion or two in the kitchen as well. It's wonderful to be able to use these home remedies.
I've heard for a long time garlic is an antibacterial, and eating plenty of it. How is it easy? What's the easiest method to get kids to eat garlic to help them out?
That's a good question there. Well, one way is to make a yummy broth or soup, and you can conceal the garlic in there. I know my friend's grandmother from Russia would actually take a concoction, by the way, whether it's kid-friendly or not, I'm not sure. But anyhow, fresh squeezed lemon juice with chopped garlic in there that you can leave around for a few days, and taking a teaspoon several times a day is very good this time of year, as well as when you're sick.
So what other natural paths can we take in battling a cold or flu this season?
Okay, well, let's say you've done things at home and, you know, the onion and the garlic isn't quite cutting it and you're resting and you've been under the covers. You can certainly take a trip to your health food store or your pharmacy. Of course, there are the standard preparations of decongestants, cough suppressants, fever reducers, pain relievers. But as you mentioned earlier, they can come with side effects, and some of them are restricted for our children. So I always caution people that, yes, they are available. They might give you a good night's sleep, but use them sparingly. As I said, I'm more of a natural girl myself. I'm a big fan of Ocillococcinum. We call it Ocillo for short. It's a homeopathic medicine found in any store these days that's great for the onset of flu symptoms, and that can be for children as well as adults. It can be used with Tamiflu or any medication that you're on or given by the doctor, and I just think it's a wonderful way to help nip those flu symptoms in the bud, and there's no side effects.
I noticed also that you recommend drinking warm, healthy fluids and not cold drinks. Why is that?
Well, cold drinks, this is what I learned from my practitioners of Chinese medicine. In general, they do not recommend drinking cold drinks because it actually takes the body energy to warm it up, and it's really not healthy for the liver. So in general, just a good health recommendation, if you will, is to drink either room temperature drinks or warm drinks for the body, and especially when you're sick.
And potato poultices are also helpful, I noticed, in your book, Natural Baby and Child Care, talking about using potatoes. And why is that?
Yes. Well, potatoes actually draw out toxins. You can actually take even a slice of raw potato and place it, like, let's say, on a little boil or an abscess or a pimple, and it will help bring out the toxins of that. But you can also use a potato in other ways, too. You can cook potatoes, and once they are softened, you can put them in a clean sock and make sure, you know, it doesn't come out on the sides. You actually want to mash them. You then cover the sock so nothing comes out and put it in a towel, and it becomes a very wonderful form of moist heat. Let's say you have a scratchy throat or a congested chest. Very nice and warm on the body this time of year. So you can use potatoes in that way.
And they retain temperature longer than a hot water bottle, too.
Yes, they do. And you want to be careful that, you know, the skin doesn't get too red. But it can definitely be warm and yummy. And by the way, I am a huge fan of hot water bottles as well.
And speaking of keeping warm, I noticed that you often tell your patients to wear undershirts during the cold and flu season. Why is that?
Well, I feel in general, Americans tend to underdress. And our ancestors really bundled up. Well, they didn't have the artificial heating sources that we have today. However, by wearing a T-shirt, this is for children and adults, it really covers and warms the vital organs, which are in the chest cavity.
Well, I appreciate some of this practical advice, Doctor. It's very interesting, and While I'm hoping to avoid the flu or a cold, I will certainly put them to work if I do suffer such.
There you go.
Dr. Lauren Feder, the author of the book Natural Baby and Child Care, Practical Medical Advice and Holistic Wisdom for Raising Healthy Children from Birth to Adolescence. You can learn more about the book and the doctor at our website, wvxu.org. And we will put up a list of Dr. Feder's recommendations for optimum health during the cold and flu season on our website, too.